at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Mike Gores here at the GNOME Foundation. We're going to talk about three innovations, updates going on here. First of all, I guess GNOME 3.0 itself, and what is that bringing to the table?
There are a lot of changes that are happening. It hasn't really... It's most of the GNOME 2 releases have been kind of incremental, and so a lot of different things have been done. I guess the biggest change from a user's perspective would probably be the GNOME shell. That's the main user interface that users will see, so that is being reworked. So at least as long as you have newer hardware that supports 3D acceleration, for instance, it will use it. Because there's also a fallback mode with the old GNOME panel, for instance. One thing it does is integrate magnification, and so that is being reworked, and that's something that users have felt was missing or didn't work as well in the past. Like, you have Orca, for instance, which supports speech, but the magnification has never really been a strong point, so I think could be a plus as far as GNOME 3 goes, that's there for, as far as accessibility goes. Some of the other changes have been kind of under the hood and just things we've needed to make sure the accessibility still works. Like, we were using some libraries that the GNOME project decided that they didn't want to use anymore, so some of the infrastructure needed to be reworked, and so that's taken a fair amount of effort anyway to try to make sure the functionality is still preserved. Fedora right now is going to make a release fairly soon that uses GNOME 3, but other distributions are not, like OpenSUSE, for instance, which is the distribution that the company I work for makes, but they just released 11.4, and their release schedule is once every 8 months, which is different from GNOME, which releases every 6 months. So GNOME 3.0 wasn't out when we released, so it still has the old 2.32 version, and the next release will be in November, and by then GNOME 3.2 should be out, which will probably have some stability fixes, I imagine, because GNOME 3.0 has a lot of changes. And Ubuntu is kind of using its own environment called Unity right now, or at least they will be for the next version, so they're also kind of taking a more conservative approach and still shipping a lot of GNOME 2 stuff, so it kind of depends. It's certainly available for any distribution, and some of the distributions that don't ship it by default might have packages that you can get, or they might have an environment that you can download if you want for it.
So I guess for the sake of our audience, I'm just trying to understand the specific enhancements as they relate to accessibility. You mentioned screen enlargement or magnification, so that's pretty big. You already have pretty much native Braille support, the BRLTTY, and we talked about Orca. Of course, there's Vinix. I don't know if it's in that distribution. So you said Fedora, and some folks are playing with that.
Yeah, well, 3.0 isn't out yet. It's not in any distribution that isn't beta, for instance, right now. And Vinix is based on the latest stable version of Ubuntu, I believe. It might take a while to kind of work its way into all of the distributions, which might not be entirely a bad thing, honestly, because it has a lot of new stuff, and there'll probably be a lot of... At first, they're... Like, right now, it's like, if people test it, then that's good, but there are probably bugs that will need to be worked out over time, because it's kind of a major new release with a lot of new code, so...
Now, the OpenSUSE that you work for, 11.4, what does that have in it for accessibility? I mean, does it include Orca or SpeakUp?
It includes Orca. SpeakUp, I believe, you would have to add yourself. And it has BRLTTY, so if you have a Braille display, you should be able to use that.
Okay, so let's talk about it. You said there are two other things going on. There's some enhancements to a PDF viewer.
That was funded by the government of Andalusia, actually, which is a province in Spain. And they use Linux a lot in their government and in schools and in a lot of things. They also have these computing centers, like in villages and in depressed areas of cities, where anyone can just go in and use a computer, maybe if they don't have a computer at home. And they want GNOME, so... But anyway, they've been interested in ensuring that things are accessible, so they've funded various projects, and one of those was to add accessibility for Evince, which is a PDF viewer.
Is it pretty much the same way the documents are or are not readable, or sometimes obviously they're images, and there are tools in Linux to actually do that type of OCR conversion, if you will, to read a PDF document that is just basically an image?
If it's a scanned image, it still won't read that. but it will allow you to read a lot of PDFs. And like before, if you wanted to read a PDF, you would either need to run some program to convert it to text, or maybe you could use the Acrobat program, but it isn't really maintained very well as far as what I can tell, and hard to say whether it will work with newer Linux distributions, but it's something that you might have to add on and install anyway. But this Events is part of GNOME, and so it will allow you to more seamlessly. Well, it was in GNOME 2 as well, but in the past it hasn't been accessible, so you wouldn't be able to use it to read PDFs. You'd have to like use PDF to text or something similar. One of the things they're doing is switching a lot of things to WebKit. So their online help system, for instance, you used to use Gecko, which is the engine that you use in Firefox, and that's moving to WebKit. So people have been working to add accessibility into WebKit. GNOME actually has its own browser called Epiphany, too, and you can use that. I don't think it handles ARIA and some of the more advanced things, but the basic functionality should be there, and it should be fairly fast and performant. Yeah, in the next version, it will be usable. People have been spending a lot of time working on that and working on accessibility for WebKit, on making sure that it works with Orca. The work that has been done has been on WebKit GTK, which is the GTK backend, so I'm not sure offhand to what extent that impacts the core as well, because from what I understand, it's separated into WebKit core, and then you have platform-specific front-ends like WebKit GTK. Yeah, I don't know to what extent that will help other platforms, because there are things like Android, for instance, that use it that have accessibility issues as well, or just aren't accessible.
Where can folks go? What is the official website for the GNOME Foundation? Folks want to learn more about 3.0.
You could go to www.gnome.org. That's the official GNOME website.
Is there a projected release date?
Beginning of April, I believe. I'm not sure. I believe it's the 4th or sometime around then.
Pretty soon, in the next few weeks. Coming to you from CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off for Serotalk.